I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Vin Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Christine McShane.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
Chico Now. Chico Now.
Call 894-7325. I'll take your questions live on the air. 894-7325.
Welcome, welcome. This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now. Every Monday, we change up the format for Chico Now, and we talk about things that are psychotherapy related, more specifically relationship related. And we do this because I am a marriage and family therapist, registered intern number 69783 with the California Board of Behavioral Sciences. I work under the clinical supervision of Joe Taylor, licensed marriage and family therapist over at Chico Creek Counseling. One thing that I'm really excited to announce is that I finished my 3,000 intern hours. So if people don't understand what that means, I will explain it to you. You finish your master's degree. You go through all that work. Your bachelor's, your master's, you walk across that stage with your gold sash and your gold tassel, and you have your degree and you think, I'm going to go out there and I'm going to help people and I'm going to make a good living and win-win for everybody involved. Nope, that's not, your bubble is burst. You have to provide therapy for 3,000 hours working under someone else's license. And that would be what clinical supervision is. So you still pay, you still get paid as an intern. You're not someone working for free like other industries and in the movies they talk about. Because you have a master's degree and you're using all of those skills. But you're also kind of an apprentice. And after 3,000 hours, you submit all of that and to the Board of Behavioral Sciences. And then they say, yep, alrighty now. It takes about 6 months for them to approve you. So they say, okay, now you can take your exams. And then there's two sets of exams. You pass, once you pass one of them, you're allowed to take the other one. Once you pass that one, then they send you your license. It takes about a year. So I'm done with my 3,000 hours, and I'm really excited. I'm announcing it to the world because it has taken a really long time. I graduated with my master's degree in 2009, and we're in 2016. So, and I took an extra long time because for most of that time I was a single mom. And I needed to have a regular steady income. I worked in a nonprofit and I did provided therapy on the side in the evenings and on weekends and on my lunch breaks. And then when I moved to Chico 2 years ago, I started working at Chico Creek Counseling full time, or as full time as you can get in private practice when you don't have a license. And so here we are today, and all of these years of school and working for nonprofits and working as a therapist has brought me to you on the radio to talk about various issues in our relationships. And one of the things that really spurs me, because I love being a mom all my life, I've been one of those people that children just gravitate to, like they just come to me. I'm at a dinner party and I can't have an adult conversation because all of the children are running up to me. And I think the reason is because I like and I respect them and their intuition can tell. And so when I'm providing therapy, most of my clients right now are adults or couples. I go through phases where I'll have a ton of children or a ton of teenagers or a ton of adults or a ton of couples. And right now that's the phase we're in. But I like to imagine that even my work with individuals or with couples is still a positive impact on the children in our community. Because when kids have parents who get along, there are a lot less behavior issues with the children. And, you know, I have this lofty goal. I was telling Joe Taylor the other day about that, and he said, wow, well, that that's going to take a lot of, I can't remember how he said it, like, you're going to have to be a therapist for a while to be able to get that demanding. But he said it in a very positive, happy way, like, good for you. Like, that's a wonderful, worthwhile goal. And the way I'm saying it right now just sounds like he was negative, but he was not. And my goal is, and if you could pray for this for me, that it will manifest at some point, to be so successful that when people bring their children to me for therapy, I can say, I will indeed see your child for therapy, but on the contingency that you guys will do marriage counseling, or on the contingency that you will also do family counseling. Because even if it's not the marriage, they have a great marriage, there, it really is the child. That child's behavior is still impacting the marriage, and it's still impacting the relationship between the husband and the wife, who are mom and dad. And when we also have that in check, it just creates a beautiful, like, the infinity sign, the beautiful flow of the child getting better and then the marriage getting better. And when the child gets better, it helps the marriage. And when the marriage gets better, it helps the child, etc. But I want to be at a point where I can not just suggest it and then people say, oh, well, we're really busy. You just work with the kid and we'll do our best reading some books. I want to be able to say, I will work with your kid, but on the condition that you also work with each other. Okay, when we come back, we'll talk about families.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Vin Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Christine McShane.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
Chico Now. Chico Now.
Call 894-7325. I'll take your questions live on the air. 894-7325.
Welcome back. This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now, every Monday and Tuesday. And on Mondays, we talk about therapy-related topics. And I just want to remind you that while this is therapy topics, it is not a substitute for therapy. So if something that we're talking about today triggers you and you think, wow, I really need to work on that, I would like to encourage you to seek out help. You can seek it out at Chico Creek Counseling by going to our website, ChicoCreekCounseling.com, or just going online in your community and finding someone in your community who is trained and qualified to help you with this, with the subject matter. Today, we're going to talk about emotion coaching. And I chose this topic because I have always felt as a mother, and then in all of my years of training, that working with children when they are not having a disobedient behavior is the best practice at getting them to stop their disobedient behaviors. So attuning in when they're doing well, or tuning in when their emotion is starting to go onto the negative end of it before the blow up occurs. And John Gottman, who is a pretty renowned PhD psychologist who has this thing called the Love Lab. works up at one of the universities in Seattle, and he's pretty darn famous in the psychotherapeutic community among anybody in the mental health field. We all know his name. And he is well known for his research and his work with couples therapy, but he also tuned his sights on to children because he began noticing that all of these books, all these parenting books out there, talk about what to do when your child is acting up, how to parent through the disobedience, and they're not fully paying attention to how to parent in all of the other times. And when you're parenting in a healthy way that involves emotion coaching all of the other times, then your child is easier to deal with and easier to coach out of the disobedient behavior. So I will kind of tell you a little bit about, he has a list of four different types of parents. So I'd like you to sit back and kind of think of, are you this parent or do you have aspects of this parent? Because I don't believe that any person is any one of these parents all the time, because we're humans and humans are so multifaceted. And we have our good days and we have our bad days. So some days we're the emotion coach and some days we're one of these other parents. So there's four types in his research. And the fourth one is the emotion coach. So the first one is the dismissing parent. They disengage, ridicule, or curb all the negative emotions. They are afraid of feeling out of control. They use distraction techniques and feel that emotions are toxic or unhealthy. They use time as a cure-all. So, oh, they'll get over it. Oh, go to your room until you're feeling better. And once you feel better, come on back out. And they don't ever address it. They just dismiss the whole topic. They disengage. Or they tease you. Oh, you're just being too sensitive. Then there's the disapproving parent. They're similar to the dismissive parent, but they're more negative, more judgmental and critical, controlling, manipulative, authoritative, and overly concerned with discipline, and strangely unconcerned with the meanings behind a child's emotion. So their parenting techniques are similar to the dismissive one, but they're just more on the negative. And the effects of this are that both of these parenting styles are that children learn that there's something wrong with them, that they can't regulate their own emotions, and that what they're feeling is not appropriate, not right, that they are abnormal. So it's not, I'm feeling like my feelings are hurt, and that's not right. So next time my feelings are hurt, I'm going to feel like there's something wrong with me, rather than feeling like whatever that person did was hurtful, and it's okay to be hurt, and now I need to learn what to do when I feel like my feelings are hurt. They don't ever learn what to do when their feelings are hurt. They just feel like there's something wrong with them. What kind of person does that turn them into in the long run, right? So then there's the laissez-faire parent. And this is the parent who is endlessly permissive. They offer little or no guidance about problem solving or understanding your emotions. They don't set any limits on the behavior. They encourage writing out the emotions until they're out of the way and out of sight. And the effect of this is that kids can't concentrate. They can't get along with others and form friendships, and they can't regulate their own emotions in a healthy way. So the laissez-faire parent is not negative or dismissing, but they're just as unregulating because they're just not offering any help. Just you be you and I'll be me, and we'll figure out this life in that way. All right, we'll be right back in these commercial breaks. This is Jessica Wilkerson.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Christy McShane.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
Chico Now. Chico Now.
Call 894-7325. I'll take your questions live on the air. 894-7325.
Welcome back. This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now on 104.5 FM. And on Mondays, we talk about therapy-related topics because I am a marriage and family therapist, registered intern number IMF69783 with the Board of Behavioral Sciences here in California. I work under the clinical supervision of Joe Taylor, licensed marriage and family therapist over at Chico Creek Counseling. We were just talking about John Gottman and his four types of parenting as it relates to emotion coaching. And we talked about the first three, which were the dismissing parent, the disapproving parent, and the laissez-faire parent. And now we also have the emotion coach. So this is the parent who is an emotion coach. And I'd like you to just kind of think about what your childhood was like when you were having a really good relationship with your parents. When things were going really well, what kind of parent was your parent? They were there for you. They were listening to you. You guys were probably having a silly conversation or doing something really fun. And the fun thing you were doing is probably because they knew that that is something that you would find fun, because they knew you, because you would ask to go do this and they said yes. But anyways, you were heard and valued and listened to. So the emotion coach is someone who kind of does that throughout their parenting style, who not only goes back into their childhood and can try to do their best to tap into what those emotions felt like, what it felt like to feel so frustrated and so powerless because all of the adults are telling you what to do and you really, really want to go do this thing, even though that thing is not good for you or it's an inappropriate time or whatever, you're being told no. And you are completely powerless in this matter. And you are an individual. You are a human. You want to have a little bit of control over your life. What that was like to feel like as a child. So the emotion coach kind of uses those experiences to bring forward into their work with their own children. And there's some bullet points. I'm just going to go ahead and read them. So I'm letting you know so I'm not copyright infringing or anything like that. So his bullet points are, be aware of your child's emotion. So just be aware of it. Oh, my kid, it looks like they're feeling really happy right now. Or, oh, my kiddo looks like they're feeling really disappointed right now. You can go online and find a list of emotion words and post that somewhere so that even you can become more articulate with those words. Because we just use, as humans and Americans and whatever, we use the same words over and over. Happy, sad, angry. But there's a lot more emotions out there. Ambivalent, disappointed, frustrated. So recognize your child's expression of emotion as a perfect moment for intimacy and teaching. Oh, they're feeling really bummed out right now. This is the perfect moment to build some intimacy and to teach them what to do with that bummed out feeling. Listen with empathy and validate your child's feelings. Oh, I'm so sorry that you're so disappointed and that you feel like all I do is tell you no. That must really stink to feel that way. And I'm really sorry that that's happening to you. Maybe we can talk about how that feels for you in a few moments when I'm done doing the dishes or right now, whatever. And then follow that through. Help your child learn to label their emotions with words. Oh, this is so important. I do this with kids as a therapist constantly because they don't know. Kids are little. They don't have the words for what they're feeling. They just know that there is this really negative feeling inside their body. So they're going to stomp their feet and they're going to scream and they're going to throw something and they're going to lash out and they're going to say, I hate you, even though they don't hate you. They love you. They're just mad right now. And so they need you to teach them what those emotions are called. They need you to say, wow, dude, it looks like you're super mad because you're also feeling disappointed. You really wanted to go to the park. And because you didn't eat all of your lunch, I told you no. Let's talk about consequences. And yeah, of course you're going to feel disappointed, but there's some rules you have to follow. And if you don't follow those rules, you're going to be disappointed. So letting them know, and it's normal to feel these feelings, these disappointed feelings. After a while, they're going to start, instead of throwing something, they're going to say, Dad, I'm disappointed right now. And then you'll be able to work with that and say, whoa, why are you disappointed? Well, what can we do to make that up? Or what can we do differently next time? Set limits when you're helping your child to solve problems or deal with upsetting situations appropriately. So that's kind of like what we were just talking about in the last example, I suppose. Setting that limit to helping them solve problems. Okay, so what's the problem? The problem is I wanted to go to the park. Okay, well, the limit is you have to eat all of your vegetables. And if you're disappointed, you're allowed to be disappointed, but you're not allowed to say you hate me. You're not allowed to throw things. If you're disappointed, you are allowed to color me a really mean picture. You're allowed to go in your room and play some music really loud and dance or not dance, just play loud music for half an hour. You can put whatever limit you want on your child and their expression. Okay, this is Jessica Wilkerson. Stay tuned next week. I'll be back. Have a beautiful day.